And if they, you know, if Hillary doesn't get it, you have to understand the mindset of a lot of these feminists and women. They think they're owed this, just like Obama's supporters think they're owed this. These women have paid their dues. They've been married two or three times. They've had two or three abortions. They've done everything that feminism asked them to do. They have cut men out of their lives. They have devoted themselves to causes and careers. And this, the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, is the culmination of all of these women's efforts. And if it gets stolen from them, in their minds, not actually stolen, but if the country or if the Democrat Party rejects this wonderfully great lying woman in exchange for a rookie radical black guy who can't tell a time of day, they are going to be so miffed. They are going to be so upset. These Democrats are absolutely right about the anger over all this, because they are, both sides of this equation think they are owed this nomination. And by whom? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has promised American blacks for 50 years that they will see them through the dark days of bondage and emancipate them to equality and freedom and economic prosperity. And that's only happened for blacks who have abandoned the Democrat Party and have become conservative Republicans. Well, there are a couple exceptions, Bob Johnson, a few others, but mostly they're no better off than they were 50 years ago economically when they started voting Democrat. On the Hillary side, all these women, the feminists, you know, they made sure they followed a script. Paula Jones, a trailer trash. Kathleen Willey was insane. Whatever Bill Clinton did, they looked the other way. They stood for it because Mrs. Clinton was waiting in the wings. So this is what the Democrat Party has sown. These are the wild oats that it has sown. It's promised every one of its constituencies is an entitlement-based constituency. And they've been promised, we're going to do this for you. We're going to do this. Now we've got the competition, loggerheads. The blacks, one part of the constituency. The women, another part. And both of them think they're owed this by the party. And if whoever doesn't get this, the Hillary side, the Obama side, they're going to think the party screwed them. The Obama case, they're going to know that Hillary did it and Bill did it, in which case they'll still blame the party. So this, well, on the women's side, yeah, men in the party. The Hillary said it'll be men in the party, but they're also mad at a bunch of women. They're, Emily's List, I've got a story here in the snack. Emily's List supported Amy Klobuchar and Claire McCaskill, and they've endorsed Obama. And so Emily's List is mad as hell at these two Democrat senators, Klobuchar and Claire McCaskill, because they think they're sellouts. They think they're traitors. I mean, there's more civil war going on in this party than you can possibly imagine. Operation Chaos. I kid you, the Emily's List. So it's not just men that the women are going to be mad at the Democrat side. They're going to think a lot of these women are traitors too. Hey, McCaskill, you wouldn't be where you are if it weren't for us at Emily's List and Hillary. And hey, Klobuchar, who's heard of you even now but us? And you turn on us and you turn on Hillary. You turn on the white mother that made it possible for all of us.